Hey, thanks, Mayor McKinnon, for joining us. This is our second alumni podcast. It's awesome to have you. We're going to have an alumni tailgate in the front lawn here on October 14th, 5 o'clock. It's going to start before the late game. If you come, I know everybody will come. So will you be there?
Absolutely. I'll definitely be there.
Perfect. We plan on having some food, probably some t-shirts, cornhole, all that fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Talking about, this is our 100th year and getting the tailgate together, all that type of stuff. What's your favorite part of reunions and when there's a big alumni gathering?
My closest friends to this day are mostly people that I grew up with, especially teammates of mine, especially in football. I'm still very close to all those guys. Some of them are not in town, but we've stayed in touch over the years. And even some that still live in Northwest Ohio, they might be raising their families in other communities. Rossford is still their hometown, and Rossford is still their school.
What's some of your favorite teachers and classes you had when you were here?
Oh, gosh. And if I forget anybody, charge it to my head and not my heart. Most of them became friends of mine after I got out of school. I go and see Coach Stalma, not as often as I'd like to. It's always nice to see him. Coach Huss, Tom Ferguson is like my uncle and a second dad. My dad and him are best friends, and I basically grew up in and around the Ferguson household. Don Bulldog Jackson, his son Donnie and son Tommy are very close friends of mine. So between my football coaches and track coaches and basketball coaches, former principals and superintendents, most of them are still in my life, and I enjoy running into them and I enjoy meeting up with them.
What made you want to be mayor?
Rossford's been great to me and my family. And Rossford has given me and my family a lot more than we could ever give Rossford. And I knew from a very early age, my early 20s, that someday I wanted to give back and I wanted to serve. I wasn't sure what capacity that would be. I have zero political ambition. I can only serve one master, and that's Rossford.
We know there's a lot of headaches that people don't see, but what's some of the more fun things about being mayor?
A lot of it has to do with the school district. Neil and Nadia just graduated in the past couple years, but when they were school age and I had so many friends that have school age kids, I have a lot of friends that still have kids in school, so for the past 20 years I've been going to sporting events, I've been going to concerts, I've been going to the plays. I've just attended just about everything there is to attend.
For any alumni who might not be living locally, there's so much happening in Rossford. If you could just take, 1 minute and just talk about all the crazy things, exciting things happening here that people might not know about.
Sure. It's a very exciting time. It definitely did not happen overnight. This is kind of what a small world it is. The first developers to plant their flag in Rossford is the N.A. Harmon Group. And most people don't know this. N.A. Harmon is owned and run by Ed Harmon, who's the principal, and Dallas Paul, who's the number two guy there. Well, 1986, I graduated from Rossford, and Ed's stepson, Jim Howe, graduated from Perrysburg, and Jeff Paul, Dallas's son, graduated from Perrysburg. So I've known these two families since basically elementary school because I've been playing sports against them. And right when I became mayor, I reached out to Ed Harmon and Dallas Paul, and I said, can you come and help me because we need to grow ourselves into prosperity, and we have not been able to do that. So they actually went and purchased about 87, 88 acres, which used to be the former Arena Amphitheater site. And now that is a business park. And Ed told me last night, I was at a fundraiser for the Cherry Street Mission. He said in 4 or 5 years, he thought that all 88 acres would be built out, which means multiple new companies coming to Rossford, Ohio, which is absolutely fantastic.
It's exciting. I mean, you can see it. You can see it with the residents and with the schools. It's helping. Like, it's, you know, it's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. It provides resources not only to our great city, but also to the Rossford School District. And you can see it and you can feel it.
You know, born and raised in Rossford, now you're the mayor. This school started in 1922 in downtown Rossford. And this is the centennial. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Anytime you can participate in any type of historic event, especially an historic event about something that you absolutely love. Mildred Ennis, who became Mildred Ennis Burwell, is my mom's mom and obviously my grandmother. And she was one of five of the first graduating class of Rossford High School.
That's exciting. Please, alumni, we want you out for October 14th. We're doing our alumni tailgate, the front lawn here at the school. We're going to have some food, some games, and some fun. We just want to connect and celebrate 100 years at Rossford. Mayor McKinnon, we met when you were running for mayor and I was still at the Toledo Blade. We went to, I think it was your son's 7th grade football game out here in the press box.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was running for office, and I had never run for any office before this. And I remember you called me and wanted to interview me. And my son Neil had a football game here at the old stadium. And I asked, you know, can you do me a favor? And you were like, what's that? I said, my son's got a football game across the street from the municipal building. Can we meet there? And I'm sure they'll let us sneak up into the press box and sit in a corner and we can do the interview and at the same time watch the game. And if I remember correctly, and you won't hurt my feelings if you disagree, I don't think the interview lasted that long, but we talked about football for about, I'm sure, at least twice as long.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It was fitting for me to do an interview with you in a press box watching a football game. I loved it. I don't think I've had any other, you know, mayor or political race interviews like that, but it was fun.
No, it was a lot of fun.
I want to thank you. Since that time and all the way up to now, you know, I've been able to join the Rossford Schools team, which I'm so grateful for, but you've always been so gracious with your time and your help if we ever need anything. So thank you. Thanks for coming in today, and thank you for everything.
No, thank you. Like I said, I bleed maroon and gray. I've always believed that the high school downtown is the heart and soul of the entire community. And I just love it. I'm very proud of it.
Hope our alumni enjoy the podcast. It's great to catch up with some of our alumni. We'll do one again soon. If you have any suggestions, please send who I should interview at mthompson@rossfordschools.org. But we look forward to seeing you October 14th, and have a great week.